Her apprehension deepened, and she turned to look at the house, its dark brick rising into the white sky. Yes, there was her bathroom, where she had stood last night watching the moonlight on the lawn. There was her window, left partly open to the cold spring air, wind stirring the lacy curtains. When she turned back, the man had stopped just a few feet away. She knew him. And she understood this in her body, in her relief, before she could formulate it in thought. Then it was so bizarre, she couldn't believe it. "How in the world?" she began.
"It wasn't easy," Al said, laughing.
He had grown a soft beard, and his teeth flashed white. His dark eyes were warm, pleased, and amused. She remembered him sliding bacon onto her plate, waving from the silver cab of his truck as he pulled away.
"You are one tough lady to track down, but you said Pittsburgh, and I happen to have a layover here every couple of weeks. It kind of got to be a hobby looking for you."
He smiled.
"Don't know what I'll do with myself now."
Caroline couldn't answer. There was pleasure at the sight of him, but a great confusion, too. For nearly a year, she had not let herself think too long or too hard about the life she had left. But now it rose up with great force and intensity. The scent of cleaning fluid and sun in the waiting room, and the way it felt to come home to her tranquil, orderly apartment after a long day, fix herself a modest meal, and sit down for the evening with a book. She had given up those pleasures willingly. She had embraced this change out of some deep, unacknowledged yearning. Now her heart was pounding, and she stared wildly down the alley, as if she might suddenly see David Henry, too. This, she understood suddenly, was why she had never sent that letter. What if he wanted Phoebe back, or Nora did? The possibility filled her with an excruciating rush of fear.
"How did you do it?" Caroline demanded. "How did you find me? Why?"
Al, taken aback, shrugged.
"I stopped in Lexington to say hello. Your place was empty, being painted. That neighbor of yours told me you'd been gone 3 weeks. Guess I don't like mysteries because I kept thinking of you."
He paused, as if debating whether or not to go on.
"Plus, hell, I liked you, Caroline, and I figured you were in some kind of trouble to cut out like you did. You sure had trouble written all over you standing in the parking lot that day. I figured maybe I could lend you a hand. I figured maybe you might need it."
"I'm doing just fine," she said. "So what do you figure now?"
She hadn't meant the words to come out as they did, so tough and harsh. There was a long silence before Al spoke again.
"I guess I figure I was wrong about some things," Al said.
He shook his head.
"I thought we hit it off, you and me."
"We did," Caroline said. "I'm just shocked, that's all. I thought I'd cut my ties."
He looked at her then. His brown eyes met hers.